So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. It's Dan Lasso speaking. Hope you're well. So I am way late today. My apologies. I look down at the time, and it's like it's 2:30 here. Normally, we're live at 1 o'clock in Spain, 12 o'clock in the UK. Completely forgot. Absolutely, completely forgot. So busy today. And obviously, everyone turned on their laptops, opened up their phones, switched on the TV. And the first thing that you saw today was that the stock market had crashed about 8%, which was the worst one since 2008. Pretty bad. It's crashed faster than it did in since 9/11, or at the 9/11 when it crashed. But here we are. And it's like, well, what do you do? You know, we've got coronavirus going on. Les Dennis is trending on Twitter for people saying about things about when they met him, which aren't true, which are very funny. Les Dennis trending on Twitter is funny in itself. I mean, the world has gone mad. What's going on? So let's just put a little bit of common sense to this then. Okay, let's talk about Corona first of all. If you're not stockpiling, like you should be, right? And we don't call it stockpiling, we call it preparing. Thank you very much. The difference between when someone calls you obsessed and when someone calls you dedicated is the word that you use. And when people go, oh, stockpiling. No, you're not stockpiling. You're looking after your family, and that's exactly what you should do. Here in Spain, all the supermarket shelves are full. The Spanish just ignore everything, I think, quite frankly. We just don't even know what's going on. But you've got to be prepared. And when we talk about stock market, and I mean, I looked at Forex today, and across, I've got two screens up because I trade Forex quite often. And, you know, there's drops, there's raises, depending which way it's going. And but then it's leveled back out. It's like, so what? Just deal with it. So in terms of a stock market, however, and it also in terms of oil, because the oil price has dropped, but there's a couple of differences that you need to understand here. So first of all, the wealthy, when they see things crashing, that's like the next sale. You know, the next sale on Boxing Day starts at 5:30 and there's a big queue of people outside. This is what recessions are to very wealthy people. They're waiting for the stock market to crash, and then they're not selling, they're buying. Okay, does that make sense? They're not selling, they're buying. And anyway, you should be cost dollar averaging. Cost dollar averaging basically means that you're putting £100 a month away every single month. It doesn't matter if prices go up or if prices go down. Because if prices go down and you're buying £1,000 of stocks every single month for the next 12 months and prices dip, it just means you're buying more stock. And if you look at the stats and Tony Robbins' book, Money, this is a problem where financial education comes in, or the lack of financial education. People don't read this stuff. So you don't know what's going on. It's like, relax, just hold. You know, it's like in the film, is it Braveheart? Hold, hold. Like, don't do anything. Just wait. Just let it blow over. Go to the Winchester, have a pint, wait for the whole thing to blow over. And it will. It might take a year. It might take 2 years. It won't take that long. Not for something like coronavirus. I guarantee in the next 3 to 6 months, everything will be back to normal in terms of stock market price, unless coronavirus turns out to be a little bit more than we thought, which it may well do. 50% of people haven't yet recovered. Okay, so forget about the death rate. I'm not interested in that. It's 3.5%, whatever it is. It's irrelevant. How many people have recovered? And this thing hasn't even been around long enough for people to recover, right? So we've got at least 50% of people yet haven't recovered. Now, all those people might die. We don't know that. But people are panic selling. No. The people that are panic selling are poor people, uneducated, financially illiterate people, people who are panicking. What are you panicking over? Relax. Have a pint. Just relax. It's fine. Everything's going to be fine. So in Bitcoin, we've got this saying, the first one is to the moon, which is basically where we think the price of Bitcoin is going to go. And I'm one of these people too. I reckon in 10 years time, Bitcoin will be 100,000 minimum. In 20, 30 years time, we're talking £1 million. That's my belief. Okay, so to the moon. I've got Bitcoin, if I don't own Bitcoin directly, mine goes through a self-invested pension fund so that any profits on Bitcoin are invested back into the pension and it's tax-free. How about that? So you've got go to the moon, that means price is going to go up. And then you've got HODL, Which some people think means hold on for dear life, but it was just somebody accidentally misspelt it, and then for some reason it just took off, and everybody now uses hodl. And when we're talking about hodling or holding, that's exactly what you mean. Doesn't matter what's going on, while everyone else is in panic and everyone else is flying around panicking that the world is going to end, just hold on to everything that you've got. I looked at my my ISA, and I noticed that has gone down back between 10 and 15%. I think it had gone down in the last week or so. It's no big deal. I'm going to buy more stuff. I'm going to buy more stocks to put into my ISA. It just means that if it was a, you know, it got up 5% very quickly, I mean, it's gone down to 92% of how much I've bought. It just means things are cheaper. It means I can go out and buy more stocks and shares into my ISA for exactly the same amount. Well, that's great. What's the problem there? And this is the thing when we had 2008 and 2007 and the crash and property prices came tumbling down and people selling and, oh, let's sell everything. What are you doing? Just relax. Go to Winchester, have a pint, let it all blow over. Relax. Nothing to worry about. We held everything that we had. And here we are, 10 years, 12 years later, prices are more than they were and we're cash flow investors. Property prices today could go down to being a pound each. That's brilliant. I would go out and buy a million more properties if that was the case. How cool is that? But rents haven't dropped. In fact, quite the opposite. Rents have gone up. I don't know what's going on with my voice. It's gone really high. Rents have gone up in price. They've not gone down in price. Rents are going up. I'm a cash flow investor. I live monthly. I've got a mobile phone. It's on a monthly phone contract. 70 quid a month, right? I don't pay 800 and whatever it is, £40 up front for the next 12 months. No, we are monthly people. Your car outside, that's paid monthly. Your electricity bill's paid monthly. We are cash flow investors. And when we're talking about investing in the stock market, you can invest for growth or you can invest for dividends. I just invest for dividends because I want the income now. And then if I decide not to spend that income, I can just put those dividends back in. And then it will still grow. I love investing for dividends. Now, it might be, you know, it's up to you, but you've got to understand, you need to go out and read the books. You've got to be financially literate. And again, most people aren't. And by the way, people who are financially literate still make mistakes. That's okay. It's not a problem. I don't have an issue with that. You've got to get financially literate. What's going on with the stock market? What's going on with oil? Like, do you think British Gas is going to pass on the oil, not that gas prices have dropped, but you know what I mean. Are the electricity companies, are they going to pass that on? No. The price of petrol, do you think that's going to plummet? Eventually, it might take a couple of weeks. But as soon as oil prices go up, guess what happens? Petrol prices go. It's ridiculous how they monopolize this. You know, it's OPEC for crying out loud. Why do you think Tesla's doing so well? It's like, you know, if we're upon the zombie apocalypse, I'm going to talk to you about double tapping in a minute. If we're, it might offend some people. But if we're on the zombie apocalypse, where's my Tesla Cybertruck with the solar panel that I can just recharge the car? Let's just talk about double tapping for a minute. This is not a zombie outbreak, just so you know. But who knows? Maybe we should just double tap the people that have passed because of coronavirus. I know it's probably upset a few people. But we need to be double tapping some of these kids come back alive and start, you know, roaming around. And we've seen zombie films. We've seen 28 Days Later. Again, which is why you should be preparing with all your supplies, because we don't know what's going to happen. But what we do know is, and I was going to talk about this earlier, actually, what we do know about the human species is that we are resilient as anything. For example, did you know that about 12,500 years ago, a big meteorite hit Greenland? Wiped out pretty much the northern continent of America. This is why we don't have woolly mammoths. There were saber-toothed tigers up there. There was camels up there. There's stuff you've never even seen before, apart from in a museum. And even then, most people don't know it exists. All that was up there. And the meteorite hit, and that was the end of the Ice Age, and the Great Flood, and we can talk about Sumeria and Mesopotamia. All those ancient civilizations, they all got wiped out. They grew after the Ice Age because the previous civilization got wiped out. We're really resilient. And did you also know that as a species, we went down to about 20,000 people left on the planet? I can't remember when this was. Randall Hopkins, I think he's called. Not Randall Hopkins, can't remember his name. Anyway, we went down to about 20,000 people left on our planet. And here we are, FTSE higher than ever, apart from obviously this morning. It's like, just relax. Things go up, things go down. The weather is sunny, the weather is snowy. It's warm, it's cold. It's black, it's white. It's just, you know, this is the nature of life. And so people just panic. You don't panic about anything. What you have is a plan to continue. And your plan should be, you're going to continue investing the money that you're generating from your business. Okay. You're paying that down, debt, you're paying it all down. There's no point investing in a 10% return on a property when you've got credit cards that are going to cost you 20%. It just doesn't even make sense. You're losing 10%. And then you're losing more than that because we have to take inflation into account. So this is the order of things. You generate money. That could be through a job or it could be from a business. You use that money, obviously, to live, and you have a baseline, like $2,000 a month, maybe 1,500, maybe 1,000, get that as low as you can. You pay down any debt that you've got. This is the plan, okay? Pay down any debt, and then you use whatever money you've got left to start investing in things that start generating monthly cash flow. That could be property, or it could be stocks and shares. Gold, for me, is not an investment. Bitcoin is not an investment. Forex is not an investment. They're all gambling on what you expect the price to do. That's not investing, that's gambling, just so you know. The difference on gold is it doesn't generate a monthly income. Forex doesn't generate a monthly income because you have to use the capital because you should only be risking 1% of your trades. Stock markets are an investment because it pays dividends. Property is an investment because it pays monthly cash flow. These are the differences. And so that's the plan. And forget about everything else. Stuff goes up, stuff goes down. It hits the fan, it doesn't hit the fan. And nutters in power, different morons in power. It makes no difference what day of the week it is. Same shit, different day. It makes no difference. Same people, same idiots in charge, same self-serving, self-aggrandizing people in charge. They don't care about everybody else, and that's okay. And so you should, this is why I don't vote, by the way, but you should be focusing on, this is my plan, this is what I want to do, this is what I'm going to do. And you perform to that plan. That's it. Something else happens, ignore it. Aliens land on the White House lawn. That's really nice. But I'm still doing my plan. Because in 1,000 years, that's just ancient history. In 10,000 years, no one's going to care. In 50 years, no one's going to care. We'll just acclimatize unless we're coming to take over. But who knows? So it's like, what are you panicking over? Do what you're supposed to do. But do it in a way that you're prepared. If you've not got stocked up on supplies because you might not be able to leave the house for 2 weeks because you're self-quarantining, that's okay. What are you going to do if it hits the fan? Just have a plan for that. Like, one of the good things, I always wanted a pantry with a month's worth of food and a month's worth of stuff. You know, what happens if, exports from China just stops? What happens to all the stuff that we consume as a nation? Where does all our food come from? What if there's no imports from Europe into the UK anymore? What happens at that point? I live in Europe. No, the UK is in Europe. I live mainland Spain. But what happens if all that stops? How are you going to survive? And I don't think we're at a survival point by any way stretch of the imagination. I think that this is going to wipe out a couple of people who were ill, by the way, at least 3% of the older population are going to pass on from this. Think about that. Or maybe it'll just blow over. Maybe we'll find a cure within the next 6 to 12 months. Who knows? But your job is, because people say this, well, yeah, it's all right doing all this, Dan, but what if I get knocked down by a bus? What if I get run over tomorrow? Yeah, but what if you don't? What if you keep living? Let's just have a look. So we got BMT. Hey, how you doing? So I didn't see these. Just getting started on stocks myself. Well done. Buy more stocks. Yeah, why not? Black Friday sales on stocks. Exactly. It's a fire sale on the stuff. Thank you for your comments, by the way. Appreciate those. This is a fire sale on assets. That was from Curtis, by the way. Thank you, Curtis, as well. Thank you, BMT. This is about having a plan, sticking with the plan, and continuing with the plan, regardless of what's going on externally. I should put the banner up because we're in the business growth show. This is about you continuing regardless of what's going on externally. Always there's something going on. And people say this, they go, well, I'll invest when the time is right, but the time isn't right. I'm like, no, the only time that you shouldn't be investing is when you got debt. And if you got debt, you pay the debt down. If this means you stop going out Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays and Thursdays, like I used to go out almost every night, drink beer and chase girls and eat pizza and spend. It's crazy when I was younger. Absolutely crazy. And some of the things I regret now, because I would have much more money to have invested that generates much more cash flow each and every month. That is the plan right here. And this is what people are forgetting. It's fine panicking. I get all that. That should be something over there. When it's time to work, we go to work. We do we execute to the plan that we've got. And if you've not got a plan, now is the time to actually start writing down the plan that you've got, because you need the plan in place. And if you haven't got the plan, you will do what everybody else is doing and you'll follow what everyone else is doing. And remember, think about this. If you assume, let's just assume this for 1 second, that everybody else is an idiot. Let's just think about that for a second. God, we're offending a lot of people today. Let's assume everyone's an idiot. You're following idiots. The hell are you doing? Now, I'm not saying that you don't read everybody else's books, watch all their YouTube channel, listen to podcasts, watch other people's lives. You do watch all that. You take all the information on board, and then you make the decision that's best based for you. But you're making a decision that's based on getting a lot of external data, a lot of best practice. This is why you should be reading autobiographies. This is why you should be reading business books. And this is how you do videos. And this is how you do podcasts. This is how you run a business. All that stuff is vital. You should be reading that and consuming it. But if you copy Gary Vaynerchuk's style, you ain't going to get the same results as Gary V, because you're not Gary V. Only Gary V is Gary V. If you replicate my style, you ain't going to get the same results as me. And actually, you might not want the same results as me. But you know, if I follow Arnold Schwarzenegger's diet and training, I'm not going to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, because I'm not Arnold Schwarzenegger. I look different. So you've got to get all the best information. So you might get it from The Rock and from Arnold and from Sly Stallone or whoever, right, about what you want your body to look like. And you pull out the best bits that are going to suit you and your lifestyle, instead of blindly following everybody else, thinking that everybody else has got it in, like everybody else knows what they're doing. One of the biggest things I see is that, I know I'm 47 now, so I used to think everybody else had their shit together and they knew what they were doing. And actually, no one knows what they're doing. Nobody has a bloody clue. Look at Trump. Look at Boris here in the UK. Good grief. I saw a picture on Twitter. We've got coronavirus here. Yeah, we've planned it and we know what we're doing. And a guy flew in from Milan, epicenter of coronavirus. He flew in from Milan on a plane and security was empty. No one's even checking people coming in. There's no testing kits. There's nothing. And this is the government saying that we have a plan. The government are idiots. Absolute, complete and utter moronic idiots. And yet people are thinking the government will look after us. That's not how it works. Go and look after yourself. And it's the same with your food. It's the same with your toilet roll stashing. And your water and all of that kind of thing. But it's also the same with your finances, because you think, oh, I've got a big chunk of money. Here's 100 grand. I'll speak to a financial advisor. And your financial advisor is rubbing his hands going, hey, 5% commission on this for the rest of my life. Thank you very much. Or 1% a year. Same, you know, it's more than 5%. If you're investing for 25 years, there's at least 25% there. It's crazy. What are you doing? You've got to take ownership for yourself and for your family and for your future financial wisdom and your business. You can't rely on everybody else doing everything, thinking they're going to look after you, because when it comes down to it, they ain't looking after you. They'll double tap you, right? Just use the zombie virus outbreak analogy. They don't care about you. You need to watch Zombieland, I think it's called, with Bill Murray, whatever it's called. Like, they'll double tap you. They don't care about you. The government doesn't care about you. Your neighbours don't care about you. When it comes to it, it's dog eat dog. That is the nature of the world. And yeah, you can be nice and kind, but it switches. You got to look after yourself. And financially, you have to be the one responsible. You can't give a chunk of money to someone else and then wonder why, when it all goes wrong, that you didn't choose a different path. You've got to get financially literate, financially educated, listen to as many podcasts as you can. You've got to take the actions. You stop going out. If you've got debt, you've got to stop going out or budget one night every 2 weeks or one night every 3 or 4 weeks to go out, £35. I've been to the pub, okay, and I've drank pint of blackcurrant juice, and in those days, I'm telling my age now, 20 years ago, in those days it was like 18 pence. And the pub landlord they put the price up to like 75 pence. I'm like, why is it? Oh, the glass is like 25 pence. Yeah, but you get the glass back. That's what they're trying to say at the time. It's like, cut your costs. Cut your costs right to the bone. Get yourself a plan. Here's my plan. I've got plans of plans. This is what you need. And you need these plans in place so that you can execute to the plan. And if you haven't got a plan, you're blindly following what everybody else is doing. A little bit controversial there today, but I wanted to show that one. I wanted to talk about that because I think it's important. Stock market's crashing as we speak. Let it. Who cares? I'm just going to go out and buy some more. It's not a problem. And if you're 18 or 25 and it's like this is the first time you've come across this stuff, I totally get it. Totally get it. It's easy to panic. And you see everybody else out there who looks like they know what they're doing, they haven't got a bloody clue. Hold the line for as long as you can. Earn more money as long as you can. Cut your costs as long as you can. Invest from the earliest age that you can. If you start investing £300 every month from the age of 18 to the age of 30, that's it. You'll be set for the rest of your life because your pension will be like 1.8 million at an 8% average rate of return over the next, from the age of 30 to the age of 55, you'll have 1.8 million in your bank account. This is the reality of the situation. Most people don't do that. They're panicking, they're doing all this, they're doing all that. And I don't panic, we prepare. So if you're spending £50 a week on food, up it. Spend £55 a week. Buy extra pasta, buy extra toilet rolls, buy extra water. We have to buy water here because we're in Spain. Buy your coffee. Have a pantry, have a cupboard, just keep them in storage. This is about planning. We bought all our stuff 3 weeks ago, right? So even though the shelves are full still, but if they weren't, we already bought our stuff 3 weeks ago. There's no panic buying there because we planned it and there's still plenty of stuff to go around for everybody else. Remember, the hand gel stuff only works if everybody else is doing it. If you've got it all, no one else can do it. But relax. Have a pint of a Winchester, let it all blow over, but perform to the plan. Right, that will do us today, a little bit late today, but thank you for joining, thank you for the comments, and we'll catch up with you on Wednesday. We'll have an update on what's going on. We're going to talk about property on Wednesday. I'll be on time, I promise. Wednesday, 12 o'clock noon, property cash flow show. Come and join me for that. Look forward to it, and we'll speak to you then. Have a good couple of days. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.